USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austria's lower house of parliament voted on Thursday in favor of making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory by law for most adults starting 1 February. Austria is a landlocked country between Switzerland and Hungary. Ventura and Los Angeles counties in California violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. A federal appeals court made the ruling Thursday. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected lower court rulings stating governments cannot use a crisis to trample on the constitutional rights of citizens.
Cost two out of three.
Grammy winner Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife Deborah by his side. Meatloaf's longtime friend and agent, Michael Green, says he was 74 years old. A cause of death is not being released. USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
As Arizona wants to loosen mask mandates in schools, there is a threat from the federal government to shut down their funding.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. A.G. Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights. And whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
National Football League playoffs continue Saturday and Sunday. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Giving a report card to President Biden's first year in office, former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax calls the current administration's stock market a slow-moving crash.
To the question of Biden's mental fitness, I mean, you have to even ask yourself the question, why is he holding a press conference to the nation at that time? I mean, there's this thing called sundowners syndrome, right? Everybody knows that people who have like dementia or diminished mental capacity, by the time 5 and 6 o'clock rolls around, they're done for the day. And Biden has a habit of doing all this stuff early. He's not talking to anybody I know in California. I mean, they're three hours behind on that. Eric, the thing, look, there's so much wrong with the Biden presidency, but the immediacy for me as I watch the stock market basically go through a slow-moving crash is that both the bond and stock markets are signaling this stagflationary scenario which we're going through, and there doesn't seem to be anybody in the Biden White House who has a handle on controlling either the inflation or stimulating growth. This is what worries me as I see this man who we did not vet properly during the election because the corporate media kind of kept him in the basement, allowed him to stay there. And now, Eric, we're reaping what we've sown.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.